This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins get Carlos Correa back for Game 2 against the Reds as he is activated off the injured list, battling that right plantar fasciitis since the All-Star break, missing 51 games. Last night when I welcomed you into the show, it was Byron Buxton back. Tonight, it is Correa. So the Twins getting some big names back in this final push in September. Corresponding move to Sean Kiercey Jr. option to AAA. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. A beautiful night here at Target Field. We currently have a ceremony going on right below us as the Minnesota National Guard has partnered with the Twins on the 21st annual Armed Forces Day. During our broadcast, you'll hear men and women of the armed forces giving shout outs to their loved ones and Twins territory. We thank them for their service. Well, tonight for Game 2, it's going to be Simeon Woods Richardson making his first start against the Reds, and the Twins face the very versatile righty Nick Martinez. We'll get to those two in a bit, but first, let's rewind to the series opener last night. Bailey Ober making the start. He gave up a solo home run to TJ Friedl in the second, but welcome back Byron Buxton. He led off the fifth with a homer off the rookie Julian Aguiar to tie it. But things began to unravel in the seventh. Spencer Sears swung at the second pitch, leading off the inning with a triple. Then both Friedl and Ty France swung at the first pitch of their at-bats, driving in runs for a 3-1 Reds lead in the blink of an eye. Ober managed to strike out two. Jorge Alcala came in to get that final out, but instead walked Jonathan India to load the bases. He faced LA De La Cruz.
23 bombs, 65 runs batted in.
Way to go, Chris.
There's a grand slam for Eli De La Cruz. And the Reds have broken this one wide open. First pitch. And a talent like Eli De La Cruz, you can hold him down, you can hold him down, but all it takes is one swing of the bat for a massive impact. That's a grand slam. And now a 7-1 Cincinnati lead.
Yeah, his first career grand slam and a nail in the coffin for the Twins, a six-run seventh inning for Cincinnati. Minnesota managed to scrape three runs across in the bottom of the inning off Buck Farmer to make it 7-4, but the Reds scored another off Michael Tonkin in the eighth. Final score in this one, 8-4, Twins falling to 78-69, and entering today's game, Tigers just 2.5 games back in that wild card race. That is a look at our Twins rewind, bringing it full circle to today. Woods Richardson, 5-4 this season. year. ERA just under 4. His last outing was against the Kansas City Royals, where he gave up 2 runs on 3 hits over 4 1/3 innings, taking the loss in Minnesota's 2-0 defeat. Nick Martinez will make his 14th start, but his 40th outing of the season, as he's been used in a variety of roles. He has a 3.46 ERA on the year. His 5th start, 6th appearance against Minnesota, 0-1 and ERA near 7 in those other outings. Let's bring in Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden, who will be on the call for the game. We're currently at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Danny, the first time Royce Lewis, Carlos Correa, and Byron Buxton are back in this lineup since July 2nd. How can these three feed off each other offensively tonight?
Well, I think they're going to feed off one another for sure. But you talk about 51 games that Carlos missed. It was 26 by Buxton. Buxton impacted the game last night with his home run. I look for Carlos Correa to also be able to impact this game here today. Curious, though, about the defense. His range is defensively, I think, might be a little bit in question right now, but offensively, I think he's going to have no problems when he gets in the batter's box.
You know, Danny, I talked with Rocco about just that, about the defense. He played through that bad foot all of last year, and you never would have known it just watching him defensively. I think even 70% of Carlos defensively is a huge plus for any defensive infield. So I think his impact defensively will be monumental.
One thing, when you have a foot injury or leg injury like that, when you play, your instincts take over, because sometimes you want to be able to play under control and not exert yourself to where there's a chance I may make that injury a little bit worse. And we're going to have to wait and see how he reacts to a ball maybe in the hole, how he has to react to a ball up the middle, or that little slow roller gets by the pitcher, see how well he reacts to balls like that.
And we've seen him make so many plays that are so difficult. He makes it look like a breeze. So even 70% of the version of Carlos Correa we're used to is going to be phenomenal. Chris, bringing it back to a point we talked about last night, that the Reds like to run. Simeon Woods Richardson walk rate slightly up since the All-Star break. Especially with the Reds' running game, how crucial will it be to limit those free passes tonight?
Yeah, and they don't walk a ton. This is a team that swings. They strike out a lot, and so hopefully more of those than the free passes. But when they do get on base with Simeon, it's going to be a different story than last night. I thought Bailey was superb in holding the running game. Simeon this year, 11 for 13 teams against him stealing bases. Not unusual, Danny, right? That's often the last thing for a young pitcher. You're so worried about your pitches and your sequencing and your pitch mixes that sometimes holding runners is the last part of that equation to kick in. And for Sim, he's been a guy that teams have taken advantage of. I think tonight that if they have runners on base, they're going to be very, very aggressive.
I think that the concern is, yes, they run a little bit on Woods, Simeon Woods Richardson, but at the same time, to counter that, you've got Christian Vasquez behind the plate, one of the better arms behind the plate. Then the concern is once they get into second base, I think they have 30 stolen bases of third
38,
base.
38, yeah.
38. So you have to be able to be aware of that, and that is the concern for Simeon Woods Richards is when they get on second base, know that they steal third base so often, so make sure that you keep a tight look at him at second base.
Remember at Tampa, that happened. He was pitching, and they took third on him a couple of times at Tampa. He didn't even look back. And what you then also worry about, and Danny, you know this because you did it to other teams, when teams start running and running successfully, pitcher can lose his focus, and then you make one mistake, and boom, suddenly it's a big hole. So I think that's something he's been certainly schooled up on. He's going to be very aware of. Now he just has to go out and execute.
Yeah, but we don't want to overload him with that information. He still has to focus on the hitter, but at the same time, have the infielder kind of keep him in check there a little bit. Vary your looks to second base. Mm-hmm. Also vary your timing to the pitches to the plate. Come set, pitch. Come set, hold. Then pitch. So you disrupt the timing, the rhythm of the base runner.
Yeah.
And I think Correa can help in that regard too. Correa, Vasquez, you've got two pretty good guys on either side of you if you're Sim to help you out tonight.
For sure. And Simeon hasn't gone like too deep into games as of late. Another factor. And we've also seen some innings start to unravel on pitchers when they get base runners in the mix. So hopefully Simeon can keep his cool on the mound tonight.
I don't think you'll see a long leash too. I think if the Twins are in a close game early, Danny, I think they're not waiting for tomorrow. I think they'll empty the bullpen if they have to keep it tight, try to win a ball game.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those games here. They're going to pitch like it is a playoff game.
Yeah, because honestly,
it is.
It is a playoff game for all intents and purposes.
Yep, mentioned the Tigers creeping wrapping up. We still got the Red Sox Mariners in the mix. Obviously, we'll keep you updated on those scores during our shows tonight. Thanks, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Carlos Correa was batting 308 with an 875 OPS before landing on the injured list. How is he feeling heading into tonight's game?
I feel great. Just going out there and, you know, try to get my rhythm right away and, you know, contribute off the bat. And that's what you want to do when you get activated. But at the same time, you know, we got to go out there and win some games. And that's the most important thing. Realistically, I'm not going to play every game from now on, right? I'm going to need some games here and there. We have a great team and Rocco and the athletic trainers. And, you know, we're going to know how to manage this moving forward. But, you know, we want to be out there as much as possible and get ready for this late run.
Correa batting sixth today. We're going to hear from the manager on his return from the IL, a road to Cooperstown, and some things Teresa Maurer learned about her son years later. Plus, we chat with the former Twins farmhand and current Red in our storyline. Also, this series versus the Reds is presented by the Salvation Army. Help local families stay warm this winter by donating new or gently used coats to the Salvation Army. Collection bins will be at gates 29, 34, and 6 during the Twins games today and tomorrow. Thank you for helping Minnesotans in need. Stick around. More of the lineup card coming up next year on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.